This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Committee will come to order. I'd like to welcome everybody here. I would like to welcome guests who have never been here before. I would like to welcome everyone that's listening on the internet or watching on TV or... have a reminder to turn all cell phones on silent and or other devices too. I'm in other committees where they have actual penalties for it, but last year I had the experience of having a young man about 8 years old. His spy watch went off, and I couldn't fine him for it because it was my grandson and I bought the spy watch. So anyway, so we just all laugh at you if your cell phone goes off, but please turn your devices on silent. And I will ask the secretary to call the roll.
Senator Kamak?
Here.
Senator Otten?
Here.
Senator Russell? Senator Stalzer?
Here.
Senator Frerichs?
Here.
Senator Colbeck?
Here.
And Senator Monroe?
Here. Quorum is present. We have a $50 fine for...
$25 push-ups.
Well, he makes a lot of money.
Oh, okay.
Chair will entertain a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting.
So moved. Second.
Moved and seconded, and moved by Senator Russell, seconded by Senator Colbeck to approve minutes from the last meeting. All those in favor?
Senator Otten.
Oh, sorry. Senator Otten. Yeah, thank you. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? I want to remind everybody that's going to testify, please sign in so we have a public record of you being here. And I'll have a page bring the sign-in sheet so I can check to make sure everybody signed in. But that would be nice if you'd do that. Make sure that you have identifying paraphernalia on your plainly visible on you when you testify so that we know who you are and if you represent a public organization or yourself. And I would like to introduce the pages, in this case, a page. So please come on up here and tell us who you are, where you're from, and what you're up to for the next couple years here.
Hi, I'm Sydney Nordsey, and I'm from Brookings. And after I graduate, I plan to go to the University of Alabama and double major in English and Communications with a minor in U.S. History or American Studies. And then I would like to go to law school and study constitutional law after that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I couldn't even spell constitution until last year. That's
enough.
Good. I know I'm still having trouble. Do we have any other introductions or personal privileges here that need to be said or introduced? Or all right, then. When you testify, we'd appreciate if you go through the chair. It keeps the organization a lot better. If you just start talking back and forth to one of these legislators here, we'll probably interrupt you. And so we'll do it that way. And we have two bills up today. The first bill that we're going to consider will be Senate Bill number 37, repeal and revise certain outdated provisions regarding liens. Do we have, come on up, proponents?
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Doug Schenkel with the Department of Revenue. And as the chair mentioned, I'm here today to discuss Senate Bill 37 and to ask for your support of the bill. Senate Bill 37 is simply a red tape review bill that cleans up some code. Excuse me. A little bit of background. In the 2016 session, Senate Bill 53 was adopted, and what Senate Bill 53 did was a cleanup bill for some bank franchise tax codes. Several provisions regarding liens and distress warrants were repealed as they were no longer needed because those sections were now covered in Chapter 10-59. So that for that reason, the sections of 1053 were no longer needed and were repealed. However, there were six sections of code that still cross-reference the repealed sections from 10-43. And that's what we're here to discuss today. First, sections 1 through 5 of Senate Bill 37 would repeal sections of the code that are outdated and no longer necessary because they're covered in 1059. And basically that just talks about our use tax, contractor's excise tax, and alternate contractor's excise tax, mineral severance, and energy mineral severance. All that simply does, again, those five sections is clean up that code. Section 6 of the bill is discussing a Department of Ag chapter, and that discussing chapter 40, section 31 of the code, and that is titled American Dairy Association of South Dakota. And specifically 40-31-16 is a section that covers liens and distress warrants, and that's used to collect milk checkoff funds that are imposed by chapter 40, section 31 of the code for the American Dairy Association. And since that particular section of code refers back to those repealed sections of the statute from last year, what we're doing is adding in to that particular section of code the references to section 10-59, which all that does is update to the more current and correct code then for their collections. Okay. So section 6 of the bill simply updates the sections of codes to reference the current and correct statutes for the Department of Ag. Our Deputy Secretary David Weiss has been in contact with Taya Runyon from Ag. They are supportive of the bill and worked with us actually on the language to ensure that we had the language correct in the bill there for them. So as I mentioned, Senate Bill 37, Sections 1 to 5, simply a cleanup bill. Those sections are no longer needed. And Section 6 brings up to code a Department of Agriculture section that then refers to the proper sections of code that are still active in 10-59. So I'd ask that you support Senate Bill 37 as it's simply a red tape review cleanup bill, and it's just repealing some outdated code. And I'll stand by for any questions.
Have any questions? Senator Colbeck.
Thank you. I'm kind of new here, but what is milk checkoff? You said milk checkoff.
Okay. Mr. Chair?
Go ahead.
Again, that is actually through the Department of Ag. So take this for what it's worth. But basically, I believe what happens is milk producers pay a 10% per hundred weight, or 10, excuse me, 10 cent per hundred weight. Sorry, said that wrong. Thank you, guys. Me too. I come from a dairy farm, so... So, it's 10 cent per hundredweight of milk, and basically what it does is it goes to fund some of the American Dairy Association fees and some of the things and programs that they put on. So that's what it's for. It's run by the Department of Ag, collected by the Department of Ag, and it's just a fee that dairy farmers pay to have the American Dairy Association perform some services, programs, those types of things.
Any other questions? Any other proponents? Opponents? Looks like we have a live one here. Would you like any rebuttal? Hearing none, we'll close it to committee discussion and or action. Senator Kamak.
I would move to pass. Second.
It's been motion to pass by Senator Kamak, seconded by Senator Frerichs on Senate Bill 37. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, the secretary will call the roll. Those in favor of Senate Bill 37 will say aye. Those opposed, nay.
Senator Kamak?
Aye.
Senator Auden?
Aye.
Senator Russell?
Aye.
Senator Stalzer?
Aye.
Senator Frerichs?
Aye.
Senator Kolbeck?
Aye.
Senator Monroe?
Aye. Everyone received a unanimous vote. Senate Bill 37 will go to the floor. Senate floor do pass. Senator Kamak.
I would move consent.
Moved by Senator Kamak, second by Senator Russell. Do consent calendar. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Goes to the Senate floor on the consent calendar. Second item is Senate Bill 38 to revise certain references to the Internal Revenue Code. Do we have any proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Allison Botel, and I'm with the Department of Revenue. Senate Bill 38 is the annual update to certain references to the Internal Revenue Code in state law. This is something we're required to do annually to ensure we're referring to the current version of the Internal Revenue Code in administering our tax statutes. There are several sections in Title 10 that reference the Internal Revenue Code, and this update simply ensures we're referring to the most current version. With that, Mr. Chair, I would ask for your favorable consideration of Senate Bill 38. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, do we have any questions for Allison? Any other proponents? Any opponents? No rebuttal? Hearing none, we'll close it to committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chair, I move we do pass this amendment, or this bill.
Motion by Senator Kolbeck, second by Senator Auden, do pass on Senate Bill 38. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. Secretary will call the roll. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay.
Senator Kamak?
Aye.
Senator Auden?
Aye.
Senator Russell?
Aye.
Senator Stalzer?
Aye.
Senator Frerichs?
Aye.
Senator Kolbeck?
Aye.
Senator Monroe?
Aye. Having received a majority vote, Senate Bill 38 will pass the Senate floor. We'll go to the Senate floor and a do pass motion.
Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead.
Move for consent.
Moved by Senator Auden, seconded by Senator Russell. Senate Bill 38 on the consent calendar. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Senate Bill 38 is final action. Go to the Senate floor. It's consent calendar. Is there any business before the committee? That was a good meeting, I look forward to seeing you Wednesday. Wednesday, we're going to have the big presentation by the Revenue Department. I think that you're going to like what they've done over the year. They've taken this department, these people are pretty good, and they've taken it a long ways in the last few years as far as efficiency. And I'm not going to get a duck taxes much longer, so look forward to that. With that, Chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
Moved by Frerich, seconded by Auden. To adjourn, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. We're adjourned.